This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture. Doing so today with Mike Swash, Pioneer Agronomist. And Mike, it's that time. This is our first Pioneer Agronomy update of the season for the state of Michigan. And maybe not quite ready to pull the trigger on planting. Maybe some have already a little bit here and there, but for the most part, seeing some patience up there in Michigan.
Yeah, we've got some seeds in the ground, both beans and corn, believe it or not, but the vast majority of people are still waiting and getting ready, and I think that's smart, you know, make sure the planter's all set, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But for the most part, I think we're eagerly awaiting that nice weather followed by what looks like to be a pretty severe cool down again this weekend. So if we make it through this weekend and we get lows that don't dip into the 30s anymore and get some sunshine, I think we're in the realm of planting here in the next 10 days, 2 weeks for sure. And that seems to be when guys are hoping to have the planters all set and be ready to go and fields worked and all of that good stuff.
Well, Mike, one of the things that we often talk about here as we get set for planting is just kind of setting ourselves up for success. And success with corn in particular, but soybeans too, uniform emergence. We're trying to figure out this whole thing. How can we get that? Weather plays a big part of that. But as I understand it, seeding depth also plays a big part of that.
Yeah, so we only get one chance to plant correctly, right? Barring any replant, which we never like to do. So, of course, first we want to get the basics handled. We want to start weed free. We want to have a plan there. Get your field planning done if you're going to do that. Make sure you're not working the ground too wet, because we want to have a nice, clean, weed-free seed bed to start with. So once you get that done and the planter's checked over and making sure the planter is effectively doing its jobs, which are basically to open a furrow, meter the seed, place the seed, cover the seed, firm the seed bed. Once all those things are correct and the weather forecast looks good, then we're ready to go. And so once we actually start planting, I think it's critical to get out and check behind the planter multiple times, not just one time. You know, field conditions change, soil types change. We need to make sure we're checking often to be sure we're getting the same uniform depth and spacing and seed to soil contact, and we're not having sidewall compaction. And depth, I think, is one of those things that we talk about every year. And it's a debate, honestly, depending on soil type and what equipment you're using, especially for soybeans. But I think for corn, if you err a little bit on the deeper side, you're usually going to work out better. And we actually did a study years back that was 3 years and two sites. And basically the takeaway was by planting more in the 2.5-inch range, not only did you have a smaller window to get 90% of the seed out of the ground, you actually ended up with higher yields on higher organic matter soils. So that mainly came from higher kernel count per ear. So basically what we see there with the picket fence stand and having them all emerge at the same time was more important than getting that first seed out of the ground by planting shallower.
Mike, what about growing degree units? We talk about this every year as well. You mentioned we've got maybe some cold temperatures coming in this weekend, but once we get moving, you know, these things can get moving. We've seen some pretty quick emergence here over the past couple of years once we've planted into some pretty nice weather.
Yeah, for sure. The extended forecast, if you can believe it, looks pretty good. 70s for the high up here in Michigan. At least what I'm seeing right now. So if that's the case and we get some sunshine and can warm up the soil, that would be fantastic to get the crop out of the ground. Basically, it takes around 110, 120 growing degree units to get corn out of the ground. And so depending on the soil temperature and the daytime temperatures, corn can emerge in 5 days or it can emerge in 20. And obviously, we'd rather be on the shorter side of that. We want to get it up out of the ground as quickly as possible with, like I said, with the caveat that we want it to emerge at the same time. So if you're planting too shallow, the soil temperature fluctuates more, your soil moisture fluctuates more, and that's how you get erratic emergence. So if the soil temperature is 60 degrees on average, you'll get corn emergence in about 10 days. And so depending on what the weather does in the next week or two, I think we do have some good opportunities coming up, depending on how wet the soil is going to be. Some of our sandier soils are already just about ready to go, even if we get a little bit more rain. But there are also spots in Michigan where I don't see planting in the foreseeable future by any stretch of the imagination, and that's with very little rainfall. So if we end up getting a lot, we could be pushed back pretty severely in our heavier textured soils, but we're used to that. We're ready for that. I think being ready to go on our coarser texture soils in the next, like I said, about 2 weeks, we'll have us in pretty good shape if the weather forecast holds.
Again, I'm with Mike Swash, Pioneer Agronomist, our first Pioneer Agronomy update of the season. And look, Mike, I'm no agronomist. That's your bailiwick, man. That's I know just enough to be dangerous here. But as you talk about, you know, we would rather it be 5 days to emergence than the 20, you know, somewhere in the shorter range. For the ones that do go a bit longer, that's when we need the seed treatment, and we need that seed treatment to work, right?
Yeah, sure. So seed treatment, I think especially the fungicide seed treatment is very important, especially if the soil is going to be, or if the seed is going to be sitting there in cooler, wetter soils for a while, that's when it becomes even more critical. Insecticide seed treatment, I think, varies a little bit more, but I will say that probably when everyone's listening to this, last week of April, most of lower Michigan will be in the peak flight for seed corn maggot. And that has been a pest that I've seen issues with in the past few years, basically chewing on soybean cotyledons and really hurting our stands. So if you're going to use something like Alumiderm would be our seed treatment product, or if you're running in furrow insecticide, if you have that option, that might be smart here for the next week or 10 days while we're in peak flight for the seed corn maggots. But same with the soybeans. I think fungicide seed treatment will be important, especially for the near term here, while soils are cooler. It looks like soils are going to remain fairly moist, so we want to keep that seed protected. And if you have soybean cyst nematode pressure or sudden death syndrome history in your field, something like Olivo, I think, is also smart. And once we get to the point, if we get to the point where soil temps are warm, air temperature's warm, and we're a little later in the season, then we can maybe start cutting down on our seed treatment, as long as we're planting a reasonable amount of seeds out there to give them a fighting chance.
At this point, Mike, what advice do you have as far as seeding rates are concerned as folks get out there and go? We've really adjusted some things here over the years. Maybe we can go less in places, more in some places. What are your recommendations as far as seeding rates?
Yeah, corn, hopefully you've already talked about that with your seed rep or agronomist. Probably a little late to start making variable rate seeding programs for corn. Not necessarily, though. If you haven't done that and you have interest, I would reach out. But corn, our modern hybrids, we typically say about 10,000 seeds should get you 100 bushels. So if you're not at 300 bushels, increasing your seeding rate dramatically probably isn't the answer. It could help depending on the hybrid and the situation and the way the weather plays out. But we think that, the modern hybrids, they do a good job of putting on yield with a relatively moderate stand. So corn is highly variable depending on the hybrid, depending on the situation and your yield goals. So again, have a conversation about corn. Soybeans, though, we've got people seeding everywhere from just under 100,000 to almost 200,000 still. And I think that we can definitely dial down based on old seeding rates. I don't think anybody needs to be at 200,000. Most people probably don't need to be at 150, depending on a lot of things. But I think the main ones are, what are you using to place the seed? If you're using a drill, obviously you need to be higher because we're getting basically a controlled spill, right? And so we need more plants out there, and in a tighter row spacing, they just need a higher plant number. If you're using a planter and you're confident that you're getting really good seed to soil contact and you're going to get 80, 90% emergence, then sure, we can decrease that seeding rate. I hate to throw out a specific number because I do think it varies a little bit based on your planting date, whether you're treating the seed, what your yield goal is, but I think the other thing that I like to say is if you plant in kind of a U-shaped curve based on the date, meaning if you're planting ultra early, I would be higher and I would have the seed treated. Once we're into that kind of optimal timing for planting, then we can be at our lowest comfortable seeding rate. So there are situations where I think 110, 120,000 seeds, if everything is perfect and you're confident that most of those are gonna emerge, I think that's perfectly fine. And then as we get late again, later May or early June, I think we need to increase that seeding rate again just because we're not giving the soybeans enough time to really capture as much sunlight as they could have if they would have got started earlier.
Mike, what else do we need to cover here as folks really get going here with planting? I heard one of your counterparts in Indiana. I think that this applies up there too. Patience will be rewarded this year. And it sounds like farmers are doing a good job of that thus far.
Yeah, I agree with that. And again, we get one shot at this. If you have to replant corn, you're automatically losing yield. Soybeans, you know, depending on the situation, we've had luck with soybeans, and there's more to go wrong possibly with soybeans. But I think if you take your time, get out and stretch, you know, get out of the planting tractor, good to stretch your legs anyway, but get out there and check behind the planter at least every once in a while. Make sure that everything is still going as planned. Because if you did all this work to adjust the planter and make field plans and put a lot of thought into all of this, it really sucks when something's going wrong and you don't notice it for a couple hundred acres. So get out, check, just make sure everything's going smoothly. And, you know, we think a lot about where to put each hybrid or variety. We think a lot about fertility. We think a lot about all of this kind of stuff, and virtually any of it can be messed up if planting goes poorly. You know, if the seed is way too shallow or way too deep, or if we're not getting good seed to soil contact, or if we're smearing that sidewall and effectively cutting your root volume in half because it can't penetrate that really, really hard sidewall. And there's a lot of things that can drastically cut our yield potential with just one mistake. And so I think taking your time wherever possible and doing a really good job is critical, because other things we generally have more time to think about and maybe adjust on the fly. But planting, you know, Michigan only gives us so many days. So while we have them, I know that we're trying to be efficient, but part of that being efficient is let's not lose yield potential by making a silly mistake or hustling and pushing too hard and then kind of messing up the good plans that we already have in place.